to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, loving Sai Rams and greetings from Prashanthi Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. You are tuned to Asia's stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba in the form of various radio programs. The time right now in our studio is 11:35 a.m. and it's 28th of July. Well, the weather here at the Prashanthi Nilayam Ashram is very cool and it's cloudy. It has been drizzling from last night almost. Well, last week, Brother Ganesh was not with me because he was busy with the 5th Radio Sai Telugu anniversary. Yes, they celebrated the completion of 5 years, successful completion of 5 years of Radio Sai Telugu stream on 24th of this month. And they had a day-long live programs in Telugu stream from morning 6 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. Well, congratulations to all the participants, and today Ganesh is with me again. Sairam Ganesh.
Sairam Raghu, Sairam the listeners.
Congratulations to you for the wonderful program, live programs.
Yeah, it was all Swami's grace all through, and the support of all the volunteers who had come all across Andhra Pradesh and Telangana, and of course our Radio Sai team in Prashanthi Nilayam.
Yeah, so dear listeners, this is the segment Seva and Sadhana, and at the very outset, let us all offer our loving, prayerful, grateful pranams at the lotus feet of the voice and the listener of Radio Sai Global Harmony, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. So, dear listeners, if you are there with us from past last couple of months, we are discussing on the topic that is the 8 flowers that should be offered to the Lord. The real flowers, and Swami has classified them into 8 flowers, and they are: the first one is ahimsa, non-violence. Second one is indriya nigraham, control of senses. Compassion daya is the third flower. Fourth flower is kshama, forbearance. Fifth is shanti, peace. Sixth, tapas, penance. And meditation dhyana is the seventh flower. And the eighth flower is satyam, truth. So every Thursday, myself and Ganesh have been discussing on each flower. And today we are discussing on the seventh flower, which is meditation dhyana. Well, Ganesh, I am sure this meditation is a vast topic, and in fact Swami has written a book that is Dhyana Vahini on this topic, meditation.
Yes, Raghu.
And many of Swami's discourses, Swami has spoken on different aspects of meditation dhyana, and going through all this, I was a bit confused, but today, let's pray to Swami that He gives us the strength to tell our understanding on this topic, meditation, by going through Swami's literature. Well, to start with, what is meditation? Well, the dictionary definition says that meditation is a practice of concentrated focus upon a sound, object, visualization, the breath, movement, or attention itself, in order to increase awareness of the present moment, reduce stress, promote relaxation, and enhance personal and spiritual growth. So meditation is concentrated focus on something. And Swami says that the concentrated focus should always be on Lord's name and form.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me just begin by narrating a beautiful experience of one of the students of Bhagwan, which he shared about this meditation. So this was shared by Dr. K. Anil Kumar. Well, he's not to be confused with Professor Anil Kumar. He's a different person. So Dr. K. Anil Kumar is an alumnus of Bhagwan's university, and he taught in Swami's university the subject chemistry, right?
Yes.
So he shared an experience from his student days. It was the year 1981, and it was a vacation time, and about 15 boys had stayed back in Prashanthi Nilayam to have Swami's darshan, sparshan, sambhashan. In fact, as I said, it was the year 1981. There was no cyclone at all, and it was all sands. And Swami used to give a lot of time, spend a lot of time with the students and devotees. So those days, there was, as I said, on the vacation, there were about 15 boys. And what these boys used to do is, they used to sit inside bhajan hall in such a way that Swami could give personal attention to each boy.
Mm.
So they used to sit at a distance.
Okay.
Each boy had a distance and a fixed place.
A vantage point.
So Swami will come and he'll give individual attention to all boys. And it was the year 1981. A lot of construction was going on in Puttaparthi. So what Swami used to do is, Swami used to come out for darshan, give darshan, talk to boys, devotees, and once in a while he used to go out in car for overseeing the constructions. And that time what Anil Kumar sir used to do is, he used to sit, close his eyes and concentrate, meditate on Lord's form.
Mm.
He had one favorite form of Swami, where Swami used to stand swaying his head, and Swami's both hands used to be in his back cupped, and Swami will be smiling. So sir used to close his eyes and think on this beautiful form for a long time. So on that day also he was meditating on Swami's form, and time just went by, and after some time someone patted on his head. And when he opened his eyes, he saw it was Swami himself. Swami had gone out and come back. And just before the pat on his head, he was visualizing Swami's form. And in that same form, Swami was standing in front of him. When he opened his eyes, he saw Swami in the same form. And he was very happy. And again, Swami patted in his head and said, "See, inside Swami, outside Swami, both are same."
Wow.
So here Swami himself showed that we can picturize the Lord in our mind, and it is the same Lord. And if we picturize the Lord in our mind and contemplate on the Lord's form, it's like having the real Lord with us.
And when you are telling about the picturization of the form of the Lord, I remember one experience that was shared by the current warden of the Vrindavan hostel, Shri Ravi Kumar sir. Once he was asked suddenly to speak amidst a lot of VIPs in the Trai session.
Okay.
And sir did not know what to speak. And when he was summoned, he just closed his eyes before starting the speech. And he started his speech. He told, "See, the experiences of the Lord, when contemplated upon, give lot of joy. That is bliss." And he was comparing that to the worldly happiness which we get.
Mm.
The difference is between happiness and bliss.
Bliss, okay.
He told, if you take a gulab jamun and you savor it, you enjoy the sweetness of that gulab jamun at that particular point of time and you forget it.
Yes, correct.
But even when you think of the gulab jamun at a later point of time, the same sweetness you cannot experience.
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Because you have to eat it again.
You have to eat it again. So, but in the on the contrary, when Bhagwan gives you an experience, at a later point of time when the physical form is not there, if you think about the experience, that gives multifold joy and bliss. That was what he had told in front of Swami. And all the VIPs who were gathered there were so happy at the experience of the student there. Then Swami called him after the VIPs had left and asked, "How did you tell such beautiful words?" Then he told Swami, "It is your grace that made those words come out of my mouth. Otherwise, as a human being, I cannot speak those words.
Yeah.
It has come from you." So what is important, and Swami has often told his students and the devotees, when Swami is giving you, you enjoy the experience. And then when the physical form is not there, you contemplate on those experiences and you derive joy out of that. That is the highest form of concentration. That's what I feel, Raghu.
Yeah, as you said, the analogy of gulab jamun. You know, Swami's experience is very intoxicating.
Yeah.
Like, for example, if you want to have the happiness of tasting the gulab jamun. You have to eat it again.
Yeah.
But it may so happen that after eating it for a long time, we may feel, oh, it's okay. We may not get the same happiness.
Mm.
But it's not with Swami. Again and again, we keep recollecting Swami's experience. It gives a lot of joy.
And if you keep eating more gulab jamuns, you are, you'll get so frustrated with the taste.
Yeah, correct.
But not like that with God.
God, correct.
And one more experience, what I what I'm recollected of is in one of the interviews to the Burakada boys, Swami had asked them, "Yemi samacharam?" Then the boys had told Swami, "We are getting a lot of bad thoughts. How to control bad thoughts? How to control the mind?"
Okay.
Because the entire concept of meditation and dhyana is to control the vagaries of the mind, to keep it steady and to keep it focused.
Mm.
Then Bhagwan gave a very beautiful explanation to that. He told, see, you have a handkerchief and it is smelling foul. What do? Swami himself started explaining, you take a perfume bottle and spray the perfume on the handkerchief. Then the power of the perfume is so much that it overpowers the foul smell. So, till the foul smell gets disappeared, you should keep adding the perfume to that handkerchief.
Mm.
But as time passes by, the perfume smell also reduces, right? And the foul smell overpowers again. Then Swami told, see, this form, pointing out towards him, keep remembering this form, and this is absolute purity.
Mm-hmm.
When you contemplate on this form, the vagaries of the mind, the dirt of your mind will automatically get vanished and there will be only perfume and fragrance.
Oh, nice.
That's a very, very pertinent point that Swami had mentioned. Remembering and contemplating on his form will automatically strengthen your mind and give it direction and discipline.
Yeah, in fact, on a lighter note, Swami had once told that that's why this form has come in, come down, has taken the avatar in such a simple form, you know. Swami says, see, it's very easy to contemplate on my form.
Mm.
There's a crown of hair, then eyes, nose, mouth.
Mm.
And once you come till neck,
mm.
then till toe, it's all only robes.
Mm.
Only Swami's robe, right? There is, you need not contemplate on other forms. Just like if we take, for example, Lord Vishnu or Lord Shiva, you'll have to think of many other
attributes.
Yeah, attributes.
Yeah.
Like Vishnu has got many hands and that kavacham and many weapons.
You have to concentrate on the details more.
Yeah, details. But Swami's form is so simple. And Swami said, that's why I have come. Just on a lighter note, Swami says, there's only robe. And Swami, in fact, also said on one occasion that there's no pocket also in my robes. And again, once Swami had just asked a question to one of his students, that Swami said, see, if a devotee comes to me and I just give him a passing glance, he'll be sitting somewhere in Sai Kulanth Hall, and I just look at his sight, but that look itself fills him with lot of bliss, and that look is enough for him for having his spiritual battery charged for at least for 1 year.
Yes.
Just that look.
Yes.
And Swami said, but you students, I talk to you so much and I spend so much time with you, but still you're not happy.
Mm.
And Swami asked why, and Swami himself gives the answer. It's because the devotee, after going home, keeps on recollecting
and ruminating over the experience.
And recapitulating on the experience.
Mm.
So, when I give him the experience again, he is in bliss.
Mm.
But you boys don't do that.
Okay.
And Swami also said, and this is very beautiful and very profound. Swami said, and I quote, if you relive an experience with me continuously, I am bound to bless you with that experience again.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So it's, as we said, Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam.
Mm.
Shravanam is listening to Swami's stories, and Mananam is very important. That is
constant contemplation.
Yeah, contemplating. Contemplating on the experience again and again, and Nididhyasanam is practicing.
Mm.
So as Swami said, we should contemplate his experience, and Swami has promised to give that experience again.
Mm. But Raghu, till now, whatever you are discussing about rather remembering Swami's name and remembering the experience that Swami had given.
Yeah.
I think we are talking more about concentration and contemplation.
Contemplation, yes.
But what about the exact topic that we are supposed to cover of meditation?
Meditation, yeah.
And who else other than Swami can tell better to all of us?
Yeah.
So we shall directly listen to Swami telling what the difference is between concentration, contemplation and meditation.
Yeah.
And over to Swami.
ఈ వెస్టర్న్ కంట్రీ వాళ్ళు ఈ మెటీరియల్ లైఫ్ లోపల వాళ్ళదంతా ఒక డిప్రెషన్ కావటం చేత ఈ బాడీ కాన్షియస్నెస్ పోవడానికి దీనిని అనేక రకాలుగా ఉపయోగపెట్టుకుంటూ ప్రచారం చేస్తూ వచ్చారు. పీపుల్ ఇన్ ది వెస్ట్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫ్రస్ట్రేషన్ అండ్ డిప్రెషన్ దే ఫీల్ ఇన్ దేర్ లైఫ్స్ దే ఆర్ ప్రాపగేటింగ్ దిస్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ మెడిటేషన్ విచ్ గ్రాంట్స్ దెమ్ ది ఫర్గెటింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది బాడీ కాన్షియస్నెస్. కానీ భారతీయ సంస్కృతి యందు ఇది దీన్ని ధ్యానం అని చెప్పడానికి వీలు కాదు. ఎందుకనగా మనం ధ్యానం అంటే కొంతమంది కాన్సన్ట్రేషన్ అంటున్నారు. బట్ అకార్డింగ్ టు ఇండియన్ ట్రెడిషన్ దిస్ కెనాట్ బి కాల్డ్ ధ్యాన. బట్ సమ్ పీపుల్ డిస్క్రైబ్ ధ్యాన యాజ్ మెడిటేషన్.
దిస్ ఇస్
కాన్సన్ట్రేషన్.
కాన్సన్ట్రేషన్ అంటే ఇప్పుడు నేను ఒక పేపర్ పట్టుకున్నాను.
I am holding a paper in my hand.
ఇక్కడ నేను ఒక పేపర్ లో విషయం ఉన్నటువంటి చదువుతున్నాను.
I am reading what is there on the paper.
District Sevadal Conference అని పెట్టుకున్నాము.
There I find the words District Sevadal Conference.
ఈ సేవాదల్ కాన్ఫరెన్స్ అనేటువంటి చదవడానికి నా కన్నులు అక్కడ కాన్సన్ట్రేట్ చేయాలి.
In order to read what is printed on the paper, my eyes must be focused at the letters.
ఈ చెయ్యి ఇక్కడ దీనిని పట్టుకోవాలి.
And I must hold the paper in my hands.
మనసు యోచించాలి.
And I must think with my mind.
బుద్ధి విచారించాలి.
And the intelligence must inquire.
బుద్ధి, మనసు, చెయ్యి, కన్నులు ఇవన్నీ కూడా నువ్వు ఒక కాన్సన్ట్రేట్ చేసినప్పుడు దీనిని చదవడానికి వీలవుతుంది.
ఇంటెలిజెన్స్, మైండ్, హ్యాండ్ అండ్ ది ఐస్, they must all work in conjunction. Only then it is possible to
anaga below sense indriyamulu yokka sammilatame ee yokka chalavadaniki veel avutundi.
So only with the coordination of all the senses it is possible for us to read.
Kaabatti ee reading kanta kudano oka concentration undali.
Therefore, concentration is necessary for reading.
Writing ku oka concentration undali.
Another type of concentration is necessary for writing.
Walking ku concentration undali.
Another type of concentration is necessary for walking.
Plate lopala pettinatundi padarthamu idi appalama idi bajja idi lekapothe chapati idi putina idi potato ane ee concentration lekapothe tinadaniki veedu kaadu.
It is not possible for us to eat if we do not have the concentration to discriminate whether this item is appadam or whether this item is a sweet.
Oka driving cheyalante chakkaga concentration undali.
To drive a motor car concentration is essential.
Kanuka ee concentration anetundidi below sense daily life lo idi natural idiga untundali.
This concentration becomes a routine. It is a daily habit.
ఈ కాన్సన్ట్రేషన్ మనం డెవలప్ చేసుకునే నిమిత్తమై పెద్దది ధ్యానం ఎందుకు మనకు చేయాలి?
ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు గెట్ దిస్ కాన్సన్ట్రేషన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ నెసెసరీ టు అండర్టేక్ ధ్యాన.
కనుక కాన్సన్ట్రేషన్ అనేటువంటిది ధ్యానం కాదు.
దేర్ ఫోర్ కాన్సన్ట్రేషన్ కెనాట్ బి ఈక్వేటెడ్ టు ధ్యాన.
కాన్సన్ట్రేషన్ బిలో సెన్స్.
Concentration is below sense.
Meditation beyond sense.
Meditation is beyond sense.
ఈ బియాండ్ సెన్స్ కు మనము ఈ యొక్క బిలో సెన్స్ నుంచి మనం ప్రయాణం చేయాలి.
We must travel, undertake the journey from below sense to what is beyond sense.
ఈ బిలో సెన్స్ అనేటువంటి దాంట్లో స్టార్ట్ అయిపోయి క్రమక్రమేణ ప్రారంభించుకున్నప్పుడు అక్కడ ఈ కాన్సన్ట్రేషన్ నుంచి కాంటెంప్లేషన్ నుండి ఒక బార్డర్ వస్తుంది.
So when we set out from what is below sense through concentration, we reach the stage of contemplation.
ఈ కాంటెంప్లేషన్ అనే క్లాస్ ను మనం దాటిని ఆ హద్దును దాటినప్పటికీ మెడిటేషన్ వస్తుంది.
అండ్ వెన్ వీ క్రాస్ ది లిమిట్స్ ఆఫ్ కాంటెంప్లేషన్ వీ రీచ్ ది ఏరియా.
కనుక కాన్సన్ట్రేషన్, కాంటెంప్లేషన్, మెడిటేషన్ ఈ మూడు స్థాయిలు ఎట్లా ఉంటున్నాయంటే ఈ కాన్సన్ట్రేషన్ అనేటువంటిది ది వన్ యూ థింక్ యు ఆర్.
సో దేర్ ఆర్ త్రీ స్టేజెస్ కాన్సన్ట్రేషన్, కాంటెంప్లేషన్ అండ్ మెడిటేషన్. కాన్సన్ట్రేషన్ మే బి కంపేర్డ్ టు the one you think you are.
The one others think you are, contemplation.
Contemplation is the one others think you are.
Inka meditation entity, the one you really are.
And meditation enables us to recognize the one you really are.
Kanuka, you are not one person.
Therefore, you are not one person.
Kanuka ee moodinti sthayi lopala manamu ee prayanam cheyali. Kanukane dehamuto indri nigraham kavali, manasto atma abhivruddhi chendali, atmato swamto atmanandanni anubhavinchali.
So, we must carry on our journey on these three planes. On the body plane, we must cultivate control of the senses. And on the mental plane, we must carry on the process of meditation and we must attain the higher altitude.
Well, dear listeners, and also Ganesh, in fact, that was such a profound Swami's divine discourse clip. And
yeah, it was like a step-by-step procedure of how we should reach to meditation, as it's a journey from below the senses to through the senses and to go beyond the senses.
Beyond the senses, yeah.
It's a very clear-cut roadmap for all of us.
So we should start with concentration, then contemplation and meditation.
Yes.
In fact, even in one of Swami's discourse, Swami gives a beautiful illustration about this. Swami gives an example of a rose plant.
Okay.
And Swami says, in rose plant there will be so many leaves, thorns and branches. So Swami says, seeing at these thorns, leaves, is like concentration.
Mm.
And seeing at the flower, taking the flower, is like contemplation.
Mm.
And offering the flower at Swami's feet is like meditation.
Oh.
So all three are required. To avoid the thorn and leaves, we should concentrate properly.
Yes.
And then take the flower and offer it to God.
Mm.
In the same way, Swami says, even we should concentrate on our qualities.
Yes.
There are good qualities and bad qualities.
Mm.
And concentrating on our qualities, we should contemplate. Mm. That is,
on how to develop your good qualities.
Yeah. Fill our heart with love.
Love.
And then there is contemplation. And meditation is offering it to the Lord by various selfless activities.
Yes.
Okay. So and that was an illustration which Swami had given.
But Raghu, till now we have seen this concentration, contemplation and meditation, and starting from this concept of meditation, I get a doubt, why exactly should we meditate?
Yeah, that's right. And let's discuss on that.
Sure.
So in one of Swami's discourse, Swami says that amongst the most important things which man has to acquire and experience, the first one is the grace of God.
Okay.
God's grace.
Mm.
And by such grace, he can acquire wisdom.
Mm.
And by acquiring wisdom, he can lead a very peaceful life.
Yes.
In fact, man always wants to be happy.
Mm.
That is the ultimate goal. And to be happy, we need God's grace.
Yes.
So, Swami further says that every living individual must make an effort to recognize the performance of the divinity that he experiences.
Yes.
There is also a need for him to recognize the correct aspects of God.
Mm.
In the initial stages, it is impossible for man to pray and know the unmanifested form of God.
Yes, that's why Swami always encouraged the concept of idol worship.
Mm.
Because that is the starting point.
Yeah.
Because you can't imagine a formless God.
Correct.
Because you should have some point to be concentrated upon, so that slowly, as you progress in your spiritual path, you can remove the form and contemplate only on the final formless aspect of God.
Yeah. So God, as you said, is without any form, but we need to start, we need to begin by concentrating and meditating on name and form of the Lord.
Yes, the first step we have to take, but for that also Swami's grace is very much required.
Mm.
And why this meditation? Means our mind is such that it always thinks about things coming together and separating from each other. So that is the natural quality of the mind, because as Swami says, it's a bundle of thoughts.
Mm.
And it always constantly is in movement. So without bringing the thoughts together and the dissolution of such thoughts, the mind cannot exist. So when the thoughts come in quick succession, the mind sometimes takes the wrong path. And in what happens in such situations is the mind becomes very, very confused and unsteady. So as it happens to all of us, when some problem arises, we don't know what to do. The mind is in a state of fix, which path to take. When we are in a situation, that's where the effect of all this meditation and concentration and contemplation come. Because that helps you to take a right decision, to discriminate better. So then if man wants to overcome this confusion, what to do? Some amount of mental rest is necessary for the mind. So if man wants peace of mind, so he must give rest to his mind. So such occasional rest is necessary not only for human beings, and Swami tells for animals and birds also, and also for lifeless machines, such kind of rest is required. See, when we continuously, take for example in our own office, when we continuously work with Adobe Audition, what happens? Suddenly when we start doing multi-track editings and all that, the system hangs.
It crashes.
So that's a natural tendency of every system. When it is worked upon so much, it tends to hang and freeze. So if one does not get such rest, it becomes difficult for life to exist and for man to live. So if man can get this kind of rest, it will give some happiness and peace to him. What do you say, Raghu?
Yeah, very true. As it is said, mind can run even faster than wind.
Yes.
Or even light also. And we need to,
just
as you said, if there is a train or car, it can't keep moving always, right? It needs a rest. So even mind also needs a rest. And Swami has often said that human mind is like a monkey mind. And in fact, he adds that it's like a drunken monkey bitten by a scorpion.
So many attributes to the mind.
Human mind is so bad that it just can't sit in one position. So this meditation is a break that we give to this human mind.
Okay.
And as said, we should start with concentration. And there are two, three exercises with which we can start this concentration. That's what I feel.
Okay.
Okay, that we'll discuss in how to meditate.
Sure.
Later.
So then, Swami tells about this mind. He is telling that mind is like a mad monkey. So that is one aspect. But on the contrary, Swami tells that mind is as pure and as serene as a ocean.
Yeah.
And if you go to a lake, small lake, the water is still. Only when you drop a stone, the ripples are created in that. So he tells, the mind is so stable, it is you who drop thoughts in that. So the process of meditation helps you drawing back your thoughts and allowing your mind to be the same absolute self which is serene and peaceful.
Yeah. We should control our senses.
Okay.
That's what it's said. If we won't control, then we just become demon. That's what Swami says. And to obtain such controls, there are three states that may work as obstacles.
Oh, very good.
So these three are the state of nothingness, the state of diverse thinking, and the state of concentration.
Okay.
So, for example, if we are reading some literature, some sacred text or something, over a period of time, we may doze, we may go to sleep.
Yes, that's natural.
Yeah, that's the state of nothingness. And even if we go to some gatherings, and there also we may not be able to keep our mind steady. We may be talking with others, gossiping with others, and we'll get a lot of thoughts. So this is a state of diverse thinking. But what is required is the state of concentration.
Okay.
Only when man takes to this state and concentrates on things and forgets the other two aspects, can he be happy.
Okay.
Swami says, it is not enough if man can learn how to live like man. He need not become a Madhava and rise to the level of divinity immediately.
Okay.
The aspect of concentration is very important to start with.
First is to remove all the unnecessary qualities in you and then develop the qualities which are good for your spiritual progress. And Swami tells that lack of ability to concentrate is the responsibility of so many diseases in the world.
Yeah.
That is the main cause for all the diseases. And such a disease is very rampant among mostly students, because Swami focuses so much on the very important phase of our life, that is the student life.
Correct.
And the youthful life. So Swami tells, in one of the universities, when a doctor examined the students, he found that 89% of the students suffering from one disease or the other.
Okay.
In the state of some other state of Bengal, 98% students are sick.
My God.
So outwardly, even if the students are looking very bright and energetic, inside there are so many disabilities and so many diseases which are ruining their health.
Yeah.
So that is the reason why tamoguna and thinking of diverse chosen aspect is very necessary for the students. So in order to show the value of concentration to the world, Swami gives a beautiful example of Gopikas.
Yeah, that's right.
So Swami is so loving that, see, when he always used to admire the Gopikas and her and their love for the Lord.
Correct.
He used to tell Lord Krishna. He used to tell, see, whenever they saw a bee, whenever they saw a tree, everywhere they saw is only Lord Krishna. As you know, Uddhava's example. Yeah.
Uddhava, Lord Krishna sent Uddhava to go to Vrindavan. And when Uddhava goes to Vrindavan and meets these Gopikas, in fact, he will be thinking that Gopikas will be very depressed and disappointed because Krishna is not in Vrindavan.
Yes.
But when he meets Gopikas and sees them with lot of joy and they are in bliss, Uddhava will be really surprised.
Yes.
Because Uddhava didn't want to leave Krishna and come to Vrindavan. Because he felt that it's a separation from the Lord. And when he sees Gopikas, he will be stunned and he'll ask Gopikas, how is it that you are so happy, even though Lord is not here? And at that point, the Gopikas say that we are always in contemplating on Lord. We are always in thinking about Him and in the same frame of mind. And so we always picturize Him in our mind and we always feel His presence.
Yes, Swami beautifully tells this analogy of Suguna, who is a newly wedded bride who comes to Vrindavan.
Okay.
And she goes to light a lamp in front of Nanda's house. And then as she is lighting the lamp, she could visualize Lord Krishna in the flame of that lamp. And Swami beautifully narrates this incident as in a form of a song. Suguna kukani pinchananta, nanduni inta gopaludanta, suguna kukani pinchananta. So that's a very beautiful narration of Swami.
Oh, nice.
And this was how the Gopikas used to connect themselves to the Lord. The constant contemplation and concentration on the divine form made it possible for them to lead their lives in a different plane altogether. And they were always in union with Lord Krishna.
In fact, the story goes on, right? The Gopika Suguna, she will be lighting the lamp and she'll burn her hand or something.
Yes,
right?
She'll burn her finger. And then Yashoda comes and removes a finger from the flame. And then she asks him, were you not aware of your finger being burnt? Then Suguna tells, no, I was seeing Lord Krishna in that flame. And such was the level of their meditation and contemplation of the Lord. And often it happens that when we are trying to do some sort of spiritual activity or dhyana at home, we tend to get diverted from that activity. If our prayer room is next to the kitchen, the sounds of the kitchen will always disturb us.
If there's a mosquito bite.
If a mosquito comes and hovers around your head, the sound itself will disturb you. And that's what Swami tells. If you try to concentrate and contemplate, slowly the mind gets focused.
So Ganesh, I think we have discussed on why we should meditate, right?
Yes.
Basically for giving the mind a rest.
Yes.
Yeah? And Yeah, as you said, every animals and every non-living machines also need rest, so mind should be given rest, so we should meditate. So now shall we go on to next question, that is, how to meditate?
Yeah, once you know the reason of the reason to meditate, it's always very important to know how to do it.
Yeah, correct.
And who else best than Swami can tell us, because this is a very, very critical and crucial topic. People think that this is a very simple topic, but no. There are so many intricacies, and Swami is the best person who can tell us the details about this topic. So, we'll listen to Swami.
Yeah, I think in this clip, Swami is talking about Jyoti meditation.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, we'll listen to Swami.
Look at that flame with your eyes wide open. ఏ యొక్క జ్యోతిని నీవు బహిర్ముఖమైనటువంటి జగత్తులో నువ్వు చూస్తువో దానిని క్రమక్రమేణ కన్నులు మూసుకొని ఆ జ్యోతి నీలో ప్రవేశించినట్టుగా ఇమేజ్ చేయి. ఇమాజిన్ దట్ ఫ్లేమ్ విచ్ యు హ్యావ్ బిహెల్డ్ విత్ యువర్ ఐస్ వైడ్ ఓపెన్. ఆఫ్టర్ క్లోజింగ్ ది ఐస్ యు ఇమాజిన్ దట్ ఫ్లేమ్ ఈజ్ కిండిల్డ్ విత్ ఇన్ యూ.
కేవలము అక్కడ కూడాను మనసుకు ఒక తీవ్రమైన పని పెట్టాలి.
దేర్ ఆల్సో ద మైండ్ మస్ట్ బి గివెన్ ఏ బిజీ యాక్టివిటీ.
ఏ మైండ్, ఆ జ్యోతిని తీసుకుని వచ్చి నీవు నా హృదయంలో తీసుకునిరా అని ఆ మనస్సుతో ఆ జ్యోతిని హృదయంలోకి తీసుకుని పోవాలి.
వీ మస్ట్ మేక్ ది మైండ్ బ్రింగ్ దట్ ఫ్లేమ్ అండ్ డిపాజిట్ దట్ ఫ్లేమ్ విత్ ఇన్ ద రీసెసెస్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ హార్ట్.
అక్కడ హృదయ కమలం లోపల జ్యోతి వెలుగుతున్నట్టుగా చింతించాలి.
In the lotus of the heart, we must imagine that this flame is ablaze.
అక్కడి నుంచి ఆ జ్యోతిని సర్వాంగములలో ప్రయాణం చేయాలి. ఈ చేతిలో చేయాలి, ఈ చేతిలో చేయాలి, కడుపులో చేయాలి, కాళ్ళల్లో చేయాలి, కన్నుల్లో చేయాలి, నోటితో చేయాలి, చెవులు అంత దేహంలో ఉన్నటువంటి సర్వాంగములకు కూడాను ఈ జ్యోతిని ప్రయాణం సలుపుతూ రావాలి.
Then this flame must travel all over the body, through the limbs, through the stomach, through the eyes, and through every portion of the human body.
ఈ దేహమంతా సంచారం చేసిన తర్వాత ఆ దేహం నుంచి తిరిగి బయటకు తెప్పించాలి.
After this flame moves all over the body, then this flame must be brought out of the body.
ఆ జ్యోతిని నీ కుటుంబంలో ఉన్నటువంటి సర్వులు యందు ఉండినట్టుగా నీవు భావించాలి.
You must imagine that flame is burning bright in all the members of your family.
Akkadi unchi nee prakkinti varu, nee bazaarlo varu, nee mitrulu, ee andari endu kudanu ee jyothi undinattuga bhavinchali.
Then you must realize that this same flame is burning bright in your neighbors, in the people of your locality, in your friends and relations.
Antekaadu tadupari nee shatrulu pai kudanu ee jyothi untundadaniki nee nirupinchali.
At a later stage, you must prove that you are able to realize that this flame is burning bright even in your enemies.
Appudu ishavasyam idam sarvam.
Then everything, every object is enveloped by Ishvara.
Kanuka nee yokka jyoti nee kannulalo poi cherinadu kanuka bad drushti undakoddu endukante tamasoma jyotirgamaya. Ekka jyoti untuntado akkada cheekati undadu.
Because the flame is burning bright in the eyes, there should be no darkness.
Kanuka neevu chedda drushtiki neeve maatramo avakasam nandinchavu.
Therefore you should not look at bad objects.
Nee yokka chevulaku ee jyoti cheratam cheta ikkada cheddavi vishayalanipudu vinadaniki veelledu.
Because the flame has joined your ears, you should not hear anything that is bad.
Aa jyoti nee yokka naaluku pain raavatam cheta akkada chedda maatalu maatladaniki avakasam undadu.
Because the flame is burning bright on your tongue, there is no scope to utter
bad words. Nee padamullo ee jyoti cheratam valla chedda pradeshaniki idi prayanam cheyataniki emaatram angeekarinchadu.
Because this flame is bright in your limbs, your feet should not go to bad places.
నీ చేతుల్లో ఆ జ్యోతి చేరటం చేత చెడ్డ పనులు చేయడానికి ఏమాత్రము ముందంజ వేయవు చేతులు.
Because the flame is there in the arms, your hands do not undertake any bad work.
కనుక ఈ ఏక జ్యోతిని అనేక విధములైనటువంటి యొక్క ప్రయాణములు సలిపి సర్వత్రా ఉన్నటువంటి యొక్క
పరమాత్మ జ్యోతి, పరబ్రహ్మ జ్యోతి ఒక్కటే అనేటువంటి ఒక సత్యాన్ని మనం గుర్తించుకోవటంలో ఈ ధ్యానం అనేటువంటిది ఎంతైనా మనకు సహాయకారిగా ఉంటుంది. సో దిస్ వన్ ఫ్లేమ్ ట్రావెల్స్ టు సెవెరల్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ అండ్ ఇట్ ఎనేబుల్స్ అస్ టు రియలైజ్ దట్ ది సేమ్ రియాలిటీ ఈజ్ ఆల్ ఫర్ వేడింగ్.
Here Swami very beautifully tells us how to do this Jyoti Dhyana, and this gives us an example of how expansive the Lord is.
Mm.
Because the same flame that passes through the entire being of ours is all pervading the entire universe. Mm. And that's the best way to do the meditation. And when we should know how to when we know how to do this meditation, there are some do's and don'ts about this meditation also.
Yeah.
As Swami tells, you should sit in a Padmasana posture, which is the lotus posture, and always the spine should be kept erect.
Mm.
Because there is the Kundalini Shakti that goes from the bottommost chakra, that is the Muladhara, and finally reaches the Sahasrara. And Swami tells, we should neither bend front nor back while undertaking this meditation.
Mm.
Because that may disturb the nerves which are there in that particular chakra.
Okay. Where
near the throat. So your neck should neither fall forward nor go backward.
Mm-hmm.
Because that might cause disturbance and it might disturb your mind, and the settings of the mind may change. So before sitting for meditation, what should we do, Raghu?
Yeah. So the mind should be freed from bad thoughts and
okay.
filled with sacred thoughts.
So like as Swami tells, if a glass is there, if you want to fill it with good water, first empty the water which is there in that.
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Empty and wash the glass.
Yes.
This calls, and to fill our mind with good thoughts, it calls for sense control.
Mm.
So the ears should be trained to listen only to matters relating to the divine.
Mm.
The eye should be told to see God.
Mm.
The mind should be restrained from restlessness by making it concentrate on the breathing process.
Yes, this is very important.
Yeah. Mm. Relating inhalation and exhalation to the by the repetition of the mantra Soham, Soham, that is I am He.
Mm.
So this breathing process, that is concentrating on our breath, is one nice practice of to start the meditation.
Yes,
as we said, our mind is like a mad monkey, and we should give it some rest by concentrating on the breath. And in fact, there's one fantasy story where there will be a genie, and I think Aladdin story, where the genie comes and genie says, I want work, and you should give me work always. If I finish my work, I can't sit without work, and if I don't have any work, I'll destroy you, something like genie says. And the Aladdin cleverly takes a pole and tells the genie to climb up and down until he tells him to stop. So that way, we should fill our mind with good thoughts. And further, to make the meditation more effective, it should be performed at a fixed time, at a fixed place every day.
Yeah. So, Swami tells that the physical discipline is very, very important in order to make this meditation more effective. Because if you fix a standard time, and Swami tells that Brahma Muhurtam time, which is from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., that is the best time where your entire body is ready to take this vibration. And this is the best time to get your meditation done.
Yeah, Brahma Muhurtam literally means the time of Brahman.
Yes, the time where you connect with God.
Yeah, correct.
And this regulation of your timings will give you a discipline pattern. Because even when you are out of your place, you are on a journey, the discipline will make you so punctual that when you are traveling somewhere,
at that particular point of time,
you are made to get up and you contemplate and meditate wherever you are. So that is, the discipline will make it more effective, because once the dhyana is done, as it progresses, you become one with the dhyaya. So the contemplated object and the contemplation both become one.
Yeah. And Ganesh, you told about Kundalini power and the chakras. I would like to throw some light on it.
Surely.
So there are seven types of chakras.
Mm. There are seven chakras.
Seven chakras. Hmm. And first one is
the Mooladhara Chakra.
Mooladhara Chakra. Second is Swadhisthana.
Hmm.
Then Manipura, Anahata, Vishuddha, Ajna and Sahasrara.
Yes.
So the Kundalini power should be awakened in the Mooladhara Chakra and it goes to the different chakras to the Sahasrara Chakra.
Hmm.
In fact, this is a little advanced meditation, right?
Yes.
Which the spiritual aspirants practice.
Yes.
For the ultimate realization of the God.
Hmm.
And it's the Jnana Marga.
Hmm.
So, there are further few more rules for meditation that the sadhaka should neither shut his eyes completely nor open them wide.
Yes.
And he should gaze at the tip of his nose,
half-closed
eyes and concentrate on the divine radiant power at the Ajna Chakra. Ajna Chakra is, I think, below, between the eyebrows.
Yes.
And the posture of the hand also, Swami says very clearly.
The Chin Mudra.
Yeah, Chin Mudra.
Mm.
And the importance of Chin Mudra is, the Chin Mudra is thumb and the forefinger.
Mm.
They should be connected.
Mm.
And the thumb represents Brahman.
Mm.
And forefinger represents Jiva.
Mm.
So how Chin Mudra is symbolic is, the Jiva in combination with its gunas is conditioned by time.
Mm.
And God, however, is beyond time. And therefore, all gunas vanish
when
Jiva and God become one.
Yeah.
That is when in Chin Mudra, the thumb and forefinger are
in together. Contact with
In contact.
Hmm.
So, we should sit in Chin Mudra.
Yeah. And Swami tells a beautiful Chinnakatha, wherein there was a gentleman who had renounced everything and became an ascetic. So, once as he sat in meditation on the banks of River Ganges, a tourist bus came by and halted there. So the ascetic heard the tourist speaking in a language Kannada.
Mm.
He at once stopped the meditation and he went towards them. And he asked them, "Where do you come from?" And they replied, "Sir, we come from Karnataka." The man felt so happy because Karnataka was the state from which he hailed. So he became very fond of the tourists because they came from his own state and spoke his own language. And he felt glad that he had made further inquiries.
Mm.
He came to know from them that they had come from there, from his own district and his own taluk and also his own village and very surprisingly from his own street.
Oh, they were neighbors. Huh?
They were neighbors.
Oh my God.
So he was swept by a wave of attachment and he inquired about his father. So he was informed that his father had died a few years ago. And hearing this, the ascetic who thought that he had renounced all the attachments, he broke down with grief. So, what happened is, all his asceticism was useless. So, the dhyana was of no avail if the attachment to the body for kith and kin is not deleted from your mind. So, the physical body has to be dedicated to the performance of selfless service.
Yeah.
So, the service aspect is very important so that you recognize the ekatma bhava, that is the God present in all.
So, deha abhimanam should not be there. In fact, we should develop atma abhimanam.
Yes, atma abhimanam.
So, Ganesh, I think we have discussed how to meditate. That is, first sit in Padmasana posture.
Mm.
Our spine should be straight, head should be straight.
Mm.
And start taking deep breaths in the beginning.
Mm. And focus on the breath.
Breath. Mm. And as Swami beautifully said about Jyoti meditation, we can also focus on the light in a candle.
Mm.
But we should have our eyes half closed.
Yes.
And we should concentrate on the tip of the nose. Or again, the Jyoti meditation, we can concentrate on the
light.
Flame and close our eyes and then...
Yeah, imagine the flame going through your body, cleansing the body and reaching the entire surroundings.
Mm. Now, Ganesh, on one occasion, Swami has told the difference between name and form.
Okay.
Like, we can meditate on Swami's form, and also we can meditate on the name.
Yeah.
Swami's name or any God name. That is Namasmarana.
Mm.
So, Swami gives the example, gives a nice analogy. See, if we think of mango, what will come to our mind? You tell me.
Sweetness?
Yeah, sweetness.
Okay.
So, that is the name. If we just... say mango, what will come to our mind is sweetness.
Mm.
But if we see a mango, what will happen? We start testing it.
Yeah, whether it is sweet or sour. Or
yeah. So that is the difference between name and form. So if you are not very comfortable with the form,
mm.
we should meditate on name, that is Namasmarana.
Mm.
And actually, about Namasmarana, we have got one nice clip in which Brother Deepak Anand, an alumnus of Bhagwan Sri University, says how we can have a personalized Swami with us always. So let's listen to it.
Then suddenly one boy said, Swami, please come with us for our holidays.
Okay.
Oh, what else? You know, what a boon to ask. Now, Swami, you're going for holidays time. We're going to miss you. But, you know, you have always the option to come along with us. So we don't have the option to stay back with you now. Because you always told, you know, go and serve your parents and be with them. They're also waiting for you. Then Swami said, oh, you want a personal Sai Baba? You want me to come along with you? You want me to be with you all the time? So then Swami said, I will tell you how to bind me and make me your own.
Okay.
How to get a personalized Sai Baba with you all the time.
So here is the secret.
Here is the secret. And you know, all our ears, you know, we were all standing and we were all, you know, with eyes and ears open, hearts open, waiting for, you know, that secret to come out of the divine lips.
Yes.
And then Swami was at that time already standing. You know that there's a jhula there.
Mm-hmm.
And there are four chains which hold that jhula in its place. And which we have the honor of, you know, swinging once in a while. So Swami, you know, pointed towards the chain and asked us, tell me how this chain is made.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just looking at Swami and the chain. You know, we know that how the chain is made. It is all, you know, the links which are interwoven. And then Swami, you know, showed by the action and said, see, one link into another, one link into another, one makes together a big chain. And Swami said, that is the way, this is the chain that will bind me and make me your own. And this chain is chain of Namasmarana.
Okay.
Ram, 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 Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. Swami says, if you go on repeating, this particular repetition interlinking with each other, this continuum of Namasmarana will make a chain by which you can bind me.
Wow.
And you can bind me and take me along with you wherever you want.
Yes, yes.
But then Swami said, see, if the chain will break, then Swami will run away.
Okay.
Then you must again make a chain to bind Swami and he will be close to you.
So you have to be constantly in the state of Namasmarana.
Namasmarana. That is what Swami is pointing out was towards Ajapa Japa. That means a continuous Namasmarana. That one part of our mind is dedicated to Namasmarana, to remembrance of Swami's name all the time.
Okay. Okay.
And this actually in Kali Yuga, Swami has always said, is the most effective way of being close to God. Because what really comes between us and God is only the mind.
Yes.
And the mind has got two natures, name and form. The name is interlinked with form and form is interlinked with name. So once we continuously chant the name, the form automatically appears in our mind.
Yes.
And if we focus so much upon the same name and form, the mind dissipates, disappears, and we find ourselves one-to-one with our own selves, which is no different from God.
True, true.
So Swami gave us a beautiful message that how we can, you know, have a personalized Sai Baba with us all the time. And that I think is, you know, to fill the vacation. Sometimes, you know, we say vacation is something which is empty.
Yes,
so
correct.
Is vacated? So to fill that vacation with God, the Namasmarana is the key.
Yes.
So very beautifully told by Brother Deepak Anand, what an amazing experience it is. Continuously contemplating on the name and form of the Lord.
Yeah.
And Raghu, but once in a while I get a doubt. This meditation is such a huge topic and it's a very difficult thing to practice in our daily lives. Because see, we enter the office at morning around 8:30 and we leave around night 9:30, 10. So where is the time for us to meditate?
Time for us to sit at a place.
Sit at a place and
yeah.
See, for us, we have the environment of mandir and ashram, and at least for us, there is an opportunity. Who are in Prashant Nilayam, there is an opportunity. But what in case of people who are there in cities and who are continuously traveling and who are engaged totally? So for them, Swami gives a very, very beautiful tip, and we shall close today's discussion
with that.
About meditation with that tip of Swami. And we offer our prayers and this effort at Swami's lotus feet, and we shall
meet again next week
with
the next flower
that is
the last flower,
yeah.
Satyam,
Satya,
truth.
And Raghu and myself take leave from you, Sai Ram, and we'll listen to Swami giving this beautiful tip. Sai Ram, and happy listening.
సమయం చిక్తే చేయి, ధ్యానం చేయి, జపం చేయి, అన్ని చేయి.
ఇఫ్ యూ ఫైండ్ టైమ్ మెడిటేట్.
కానీ ఈ మోడర్న్ ఏజ్ లోపల ధ్యానము జపం అనేటువంటిది కుదరటమే చాలా కష్టం.
బట్ ఇన్ మోడర్న్ ఏజ్ ఇట్స్ టూ డిఫికల్ట్ టు మెడిటేట్ అండ్ డు జప.
కూర్చుంటాడు మెడిటేషన్ మంచి ఫోటో కోసం కూర్చున్నట్టుగా.
హి సిట్స్ ఇన్ మెడిటేషన్ ఫర్ ఎ గుడ్ ఫోటోగ్రాఫ్.
మైండ్ పోతుంది మార్కెట్ అంతా తిరుగుతూ ఉంటుంది.
బట్ మైండ్ గోస్ అరౌండ్ ద మార్కెట్.
కనుకనే ఈ ధ్యానం నీకు అక్కర్లేదు.
డోంట్ బాదర్ అబౌట్ సచ్ మెడిటేషన్ ప్రాసెస్.
నీవు నోరుని మొయ్యి హృదయాన్ని తెరువు.
షట్ యువర్ మౌత్ అండ్ ఓపెన్ యువర్ హార్ట్.
అది నిజమైన ధ్యానం.
దట్ ఈస్ ది ట్రూ మెడిటేషన్.
ఈనాడు హృదయాన్ని మూసుకుంటారు, నోరుని తెరుచుకుంటున్నారు.
టుడే వాట్ వీఆర్ డూయింగ్ ఈస్ వీ హావ్ క్లోజ్డ్ అవర్ హార్ట్ అండ్ వీ
ధ్యానమే కాదు.
దిస్ నో మెడిటేషన్.
నోరును మొయ్యి,
షట్ యువర్ మౌత్,
హృదయాన్ని తెరుచు
అండ్ ఓపెన్ యువర్ హార్ట్.
ఇది నిజమైనటువంటి ధ్యానం.
దిస్ ఇస్ ట్రూ మెడిటేషన్.
జపం చేస్తుంటారు.
దెన్ వీ డూ జప.
చేతిలో జపమాల తిరుగుతూ ఉంటుంది.
హావ్ ది జపమాల.
ఈ మైండ్ చూస్తే చాకలింటికి మంగళింటికి ప్రయాణం అవుతుంటుంది.
బట్ ద మైండ్ గోస్ టు ద బార్బర్ అండ్ ద వాషర్మన్.
ఇది కాదు జపం.
దిస్ నాట్.
ఈ విధంగా కాలం వ్యర్థం చేయొద్దు.
డోంట్ వేస్ట్ టైం లైక్ దిస్.
ఈ జపం చేయడానికి ధ్యానం చేయడానికి నీకు సమయం చిక్కకపోతే ఆ సమయంలో నీవు సేవకు ప్రయోజనం చేయి.
వి డోంట్ ఫైండ్ టైం టు మెడిటేట్, కమ్ ఆన్ సర్వ్ అదర్స్.
ది ఇన్సెసెంట్ ఫ్లో ఆఫ్ వర్షిప్ టు కృష్ణ వాజ్ రాధాస్ వెరీ లైఫ్. In thoughts of Krishna, she was forever lost. His form danced before her eyes every moment, wakeful and dream. The blue hues of the gurgling Yamuna reminded her of Krishna's charming complexion. The merry chirping of birds stirred in her memories of Krishna's mischievous chuckles. In Vrindavan, when Krishna would play upon his flute, her days passed like moments, filling every moment with that memory. She spent her days. All that stood between Krishna and Radha's union was her mortal frame. The day finally came when even that would seamlessly slip away.
ఒక్క కోరిక కోరింది పాపంకు రాధ.
Radha had one desire.
నాకింకేమి వద్దు స్వామి.
I don't want anything more, Swami.
మీ మురళిని ఒక్కతూరి వాయించండి, నేను వింటాను చాలని.
I want to listen to your flute.
పాట పాడు మా కృష్ణ పరుకుతేనే అనుకున్నట్టు.
You sing the glory and the melody so that our hearts are full.
పాట పాడు కృష్ణ పలుకుతే Hello.